I'm Johnny Erickson-Tata, sharing a follow-up to Jim Elliot's story. And you know the background well. In the mid-50s, Jim Elliot and four other missionaries, including their pilot, Nate Saint, left for Ecuador to evangelize the Huarani, an ancient tribe never reached by man. They made contact with the tribe from the airplane using a loudspeaker and a basket to pass down gifts. After several months, the missionaries decided to build a base just a short distance from the village. Encouraged by one or two friendly encounters, they began plans to visit the Huarani. And then, in January 1956, they landed a plane on a small beach in the river near the village. And at first, the Huarani seemed friendly. But raising their spears, they attacked. And Jim Elliot was that day the first of the five missionaries to be speared to death, including Nate Saint, the pilot. It was a tragic massacre, but the blood spilled by those martyrs provided a seed for the gospel to go forth. Because not long after that, Ming Kai, one of the Huarani men who speared to death Nate Saint, he became a Christian. The word of God spread, and later, many years later, Ming Kai became an elder in the village church. He later said of the change in his tribe, he said, "We acted badly, badly, until they brought us God's carvings." That's the Bible. "Then seeing his carvings and following his good trail, now we live happily and in peace." Years later, Ming Kai met the young son of Nate Saint, whom he had murdered. Steve Saint and his family had come to live among the Huarani. And because he had killed Steve's father, Ming Kai felt a special responsibility in helping to raise him. A kinship bond was formed, and Ming Kai adopted Steve as his tribal son. In 1995, when Steve was older and brought his family to live permanently with the tribe, Ming Kai considered Steve's children as his grandchildren. It is an amazing story of God's healing and grace and mercy. This man, Ming Kai, who was rescued from savagery and heathenism, is part of Nate Saint's family, the man he murdered many decades ago. I had the blessing of meeting Steve and Ming Kai years later at a big event in Holland organized by Billy Graham, and over the years we've stayed in touch, Steve and I. And that's why not long ago Steve called our ministry at Johnny and Friends. He let us know that Ming Kai is now 90 years old with very weak legs, unable to walk, and he needs a wheelchair. Steve asked, "Can you help us find a wheelchair that would be suitable for rugged terrain in Ecuador?" Well, I tell you what, our Wheels for the World team, we were happy to provide just the right wheelchair for Steve to take with them to Ecuador for Ming Kai. We normally don't provide individual wheelchairs to people overseas, but this was an extraordinary case. And I'm so proud of our Wheels for the World team because they bent over backward and worked so hard to provide just the right wheelchair. If you'd like to see a photo of Ming Kai in his brand new chair, I've posted it on our radio page today at johnnyradio.org. And I'm also posting a photo of the wonderful Wheels for the World team, our friends, our staff, who put this wheelchair together. And if the story of Steve Saint or Jim Elliot has inspired you over the years, then you know all about this remarkable man, Ming Kai. Please pray for him, as it is not easy to be 90 years old and live with pain, especially in a jungle. Pray that his spirits remain bright and that the wheelchair will be a testimony of God's grace and provision and that the church in that area will continue to grow. Pray for him and his congregation in Ecuador. And don't forget to come by and see Ming Kai's photo at johnnyradio.org.